But it's fun seeing the different cultures, the different reactions to things. You know, did a show in Japan. I know Koreans, you guys are good friends with Japan. Japan is interesting because they're very polite and they're very organized and efficient. But I feel like a lot of that Japanese culture is just constructed so that they don't have to really interact with white people. Like so much of their culture, it's like even like paying with a credit card, they're like, you know, put it in the tray. I don't want to accidentally touch your white skin. You know what? Just put it down there, you ape, or whatever you are. You know, getting a taxi in Japan, you know, we'll open the door, all right? You don't have to put your grimy barbarian hand on my car. Just, I'll open it, get in, try not to breathe, all right? Even the taxi drivers in Tokyo are wearing gloves. They're like, you never know when a Westerner is gonna reach over and wanna shake hands. You gotta be careful. Japanese, very efficient. Sometimes that efficiency in Japan goes away. Like it goes too far. You know, like the Japanese, not a lot of soup variety in Japan. The soup variety, you can either have miso soup or no soup. That's like, you want some miso soup? Do you have any other soup? We got a larger bowl of miso soup. That is just a commitment to miso soup. I love how it's delivered to the table. It's like covered with another bowl, like, you know. And it's like it's a big reveal. Like, you're not gonna believe what's in, what soup this is. It's the only soup we have, miso soup. Miso, curious why there's only one soup, you know? There's some unifying things that I've observed about all Asian countries I've been to. You know, like, for instance, any item is appropriate for breakfast in Asia. It's like, good morning. You know what's for breakfast? Anything you ate last night. You know, it's all on the table. What, rice, pancakes, popcorn, lollipops, whatever you want. It's all for breakfast. But that's, you know, it's fascinating.